Before we start the next sugya, we just want to learn the last two Tosfos in Andaf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. Inu de kamato anafshayu piho. So the Gemara says when they were machis that they have meat for the goyim, so they didn't say that it's treife. They said they meat for the goyim. They perhaps thought it was kosher, but that's called inu de kamati anafshayu. The Gemara brings the Maisa with Mazutra that was under the impression that Rav and Rav Safra went out in the Kabul Ponov. In reality, they went out for a different purpose, and Rav said, so, Iyu de Kamati Anafshe. So, Perish Bekuntri, so Tosis brings down that Rashi said, Vahodik Toni Le'el Mibnei Shemateyu, that one should not sell a treife to a goy. So Rashi said, "B'moichaloi becheska shchute." So it's speaking about. He told them beferish it's shchute. V'chein apaseyach chavyos amechuris lechanveni. We had had a whole sugya that there was a gvaldike covet if someone opened up a sealed chavyos for an oirech hashuv. So the covet was that number one, the wine is excellent since the chavyos was sealed. And when the chavish opens up, the wine does not, loses its chashivis. Number two, it's more than that, because by opening up a chavish, he's being mafsid a chavish, because eventually the wine will spoil, and he's doing it lechvay da'irech. So Rashi says, so the Gemara says that, if he sold it to a chenveni, the chavish, so he's really not being mafsed anything by offering it to the Eirich, because right away he's going to give it to the Chemveni. So Rashi says that they're speaking about Sha'im aloi bishvilcha ni paischa. He told him, you know, because for you I'm going to open up a brand new chavyes, so devadei goynev datoi. Then it's called a gneivus das, because like this, if I didn't tell him anything, so he thinks I wasn't sold to a chemveni, so he's a mati anafshe. Ve'einire, the elim kein hoidiyoi k'toni. The Gemara says the only way one is permitted to open up a chavis that was sold to a chemveni, if he informed them before that it's sold. The mashma filu bistam also. Stam is to open up a chavis, it's also. And only if he tells them it's all to heaveny. Blesher el bechia gavne. Vo'oy de my porich me Rav Yehuda de posach leilula de gmai sakash Rav Yehuda opened up a chavis to upor ule that was sold to heaveny. So what's the problem? The vadish loy hoya matei Rav Yehuda loy malay bishvilcha ni peischam. Yizicha didn't tell him that I'm opening up the covered you since it's not true since it's a... It's sold to the chemveni, there's no hefsid whatsoever. Lekach nire. So Tosfos says a different gedda. When is it called gneivus das, and when is it called yudati anafshe? Tohosam bistam va'osam. I feel he didn't tell him anything, but it's osam mishum dein lo'irech lasuki adaiti demechus lechemveni. Something that one should not think that it was sold to Chemveni. It's not a normal procedure that a Balabos sells his chavis to Chemveni. So something that one doesn't think of, so he's under the assumption that he's opening it likvoidoi. So that's called Gneivus Das. Avolhochi ivoilu lasuki adaiti de treife. Here they could have thought, they called out they're selling meat for the goyim, so they could have thought it's a treife also. This is also something that could have been thought of, that the reason they came connecto is the letzayre chatzma. So Rav Safra told Rav told them, Mazutra said, you really shouldn't have gone out of your way so much with Mekabu Ponim. And Rav Safra told them, no, we didn't go to cover you, we went Stamazoi. So, Rav Tainet Rav Safra, why do you have to tell him that? you gave him chalishas adat, like this, he felt very good that we went out l'kvoidai. So Rav Savra said, how could I not tell him, so then we're fooling him. So Toysvus asks, I'm not called your matim, even the malav hochiyo yaboim l'chvoidai. That means if they would have known that Marzutra is coming, they would have gone out l'kovidim. To the Kamalei, they told them, Tvei avatarachne, if we would have known, we'd walk even further l'kvoidcho. So Memele, so that's not, so if he thinks they're going l'kvoidai, which is not true, but they would have gone l'kvoidai, so there's no gneivus daft. He agav namrina leel shani ule dechovim leila Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says that Rav Yehuda opened up a chovis for ule, and ule, and he didn't tell ule that it was really sold to Chembini. But the Gemara says Rav Yehuda would, if it wouldn't have been sold, he also would have opened it up. So that's not called gneivus daft. So over here, since Rav Safra would have gone side by side, if he would have known, so it's not called Gnevis Das. It's no comparison. The Le'el, Nehei Deleke Pseide Kol Kach Vameshe Poishon, Kimen Shei Mechuris Lechembeni, Mikomokim Bavurei Poshon. That means over there, when Rav Yehuda opened up a Chavis for Ulem, so he opened it up Likvoide. He wanted to give him excellent wine, and the wine tastes at its best when you first open up the chavis. Now, so he did something l'kvoidai. If he would have had a hefset from this, he also would have done it. But al kaponim, he would have done more than that. But al kaponim, he wanted to be mechabitin. Bekimin dafil loyhoyu mechurais oyapoyschan ba'avuroi lehutzrach ledi'ei klal. That means I'm being mechabed you, and even if it wouldn't have been sold to heaven, I still would have done it. So memele, so hutzrach idea klal, I'm doing something likvoida, and that would you think I'm doing more? If it would be necessary to do more, I would do more. But here I'm not doing anything for you. If I would have known, I'm going because this is the mokem I have to go. So this is called Gneivus Das. That's what Rav Safra held. Now we're starting a new sugya, a very interesting maise. Ahu Tavche, bottom line, and Rav Tzadik Daldam and Bates. Ahu Tavche, there was a butcher, Shoichet, the Omalei Lechavre, he told his friend, this wasn't his friend, it was his enemy, he told them like this, he'd have a paisis minoi. If you would have been shalling with me, if you would have been my friend, milei sofiloch misheru shalpatam the of the esmo. You think yesterday I shechted a share was mamish an ungestopped share was mamish the meat was meiradik, and you think if you would have been my friend, you think I wouldn't have given you from that meat, but. That's the price you pay. You're not my friend. You have no opportunity to eat from this meat. Fine. Yesterday was a moedik meat. Amalei, so the other one told them, ochel mishuv rishuv, ate from the very good meat. Don't tell me. I hit a very good portion of the meat. Amalei minoloch, how did you get a hold of the meat? So he said, the zoven pleini oivet kechonim, because the guy went and bought from you this meat. We'll see some America misach the shkolim, but the guy, me you didn't want to sell. I know that. But the guy, you sold the guy. Vesofali, and he sold it to me. So, see, I can get away around the, I can get the meat, and even though you don't want to sell me, yeah, don't worry about it. Amalei, yeah. Amalei, trey of the. There were two behemoths. I shechted two behemoths. Vahu treife have. One of them was a treife. So the treife I sold to the guy. That was the meat you had. You didn't have kosher meat. You had good meat. Good treife meat. finished. But I'm telling you, the good meat you didn't have. So now, there, let's just give a little hakdame. Let's just analyze this case. First of all, there's a shayla and there's two lishaynas in the Gemara. Is this person telling the truth or not? It could very well be he wants to be mitzayim. Could be it's a baba maisa. That means that there was kosher meat, but he doesn't want Yenna to tell him, you know, I got the meat, so I'm a mele, so he tells him one was treif, I sold it to the guy. That could be. That's one mahalach. That's the second mahalach in the Gemara. There's another mahalach. The first mahalach in the Gemara is taki that he said he sold a treif of behema. He sold a treif of behema to a goy. We'll believe him. Now, if we believe him, so now we have to understand that this tabach is not elach. We'll see, it's speaking about the mokim shemachrizin. It's speaking about a place that when, if there ever were, they found a treif, they were machriz. No one was machriz. So he had no right to sell it to a goy. He's not gonna buy from the goy. So he's, so number one, we see he's not an ont l'chiyit. That we see that right away. If we'll believe him, he's not an ont l'chiyit. If he's not an ont l'chiyit, one can start thinking other things. So if this person has the chutzpah to sell a treifa to a goy in not caring, I mean, he was marshal, the Yidni, I mean, the Yidni are gonna buy from this guy, and they, I mean, it's Vamokim Shemachrizin, and no one knew about the treifa besides him, and he's not being mefarsamit, he's not machizit, he's selling it to a guy, and the guy is selling it to Yidin, we see what kind of a ice wolf he is already. So maybe there's a mokim to think already, maybe he didn't sell it only to this guy. Maybe he sold it to other guy. So the shaila is, now let's a little elaborate. This is how the Ritva says Pshat in the Gemara. The stores belong to Goyim. The stores belong to Goyim, but the suppliers were Yiddish Shochtim. So Lahalacha, one was permitted to buy from a goyish butcher store, because we knew that the shochtim were yidden, and if there was a treifa, there would be machiz. So since there was no achaze, I can assume that the meat that came into these stores was kosher. Now this person just told us by that amarelach, and he says clearly that he sold treifa meat to this guy. That's what he said. Now, the 20 stores there. So, if yesterday he sold treifa meat to the guy, so now we have to know that's poshut. So all the Eden that bought from that butcher store, they have to cash the kalim. I mean, that guy had the treifa meat in the store. If we'll believe him, we say it's not litzali. But there's another shaila. If I see already who the shaychet is, well, what kind of a person he is, do I have to clear that he may be all the other stores he sold treif for me? This person is not an honest person. Do I say, this is what he said, so this is Naaman, so you don't have to think further that he did more than that, or maybe if he was megala to us what he did, now I have to start thinking already all the stores. Maybe he sold treif to all the stores. So that is the sugya of the Gemara. Yeah. Amar Rebbe, so we have two lishaynes, what Rebbe said. Amar Rebbe, bishvil shayte ze sha'asa shalayka hoigen, because of this shayte, that did shalayka hoigen, Ono Nasa Koila Mekailim, so will Asa all the butcher stores. This, we know that he told us, and he's Naaman, so he sold to this butcher store. Fine, so that I know. But because of that, I should think, maybe he sold to the other butcher stores also. Will Asa all the meat that was purchased from all the butcher stores yesterday? That we don't have to do.
I know he sold to one butcher store. For the Vashteitzach, the meat, those who purchase from that butcher store is treif in the meat, but the, from the other butcher stores, you don't have to club. Let's see what Rashi says. The of the Yesmael, she shechatet the Yesmael, so Rebbe said, she also shaloika hoigen, she mocha treifa loivet kechobim, he sold a treifa to a goy. Lemoiche b'makoylem, to sell in the market. Vehita es chaveiroi, and he was mate chaveiroi, v'lokach min oivet kechol. It's a very interesting lashon, vehita es chaveiroi. So the Yisa Baroche brings down a moiradike Yerushalmi mesech tishkolem. The maise here, there's another part to this maise. When this shoichet, shechted this, why she said, the shayr shall pet on was absurd. A good shayr, a good shayr that, with good meat, and he shechted it, so his enemy came to him, and, he wanted to buy a piece of meat. He said, no, not you. You I won't sell. Mine. But his enemy wasn't, gesucht an eitze. So he went and told a guy, he got a guy, he told the guy, you go buy from him. He doesn't want to sell. You go and buy. And it seems, but this sheikhet was a little smarter than him. So he sold to the guy the treifer. That was the story. He sold, you're going to fool me. You're going to send the guy. I'll show you. I'll sell the guy the treifer. So that's shat vehito es chaveiroi. He fooled him. That means he thought he's going to get out the good meat from him by sending the guy to buy the meat for him. He fooled him. And he sold him the tray for meat. And now he went and bought from the guy. So Rebbe said, Ono neser bitmiye, milikach bosor hayoy minoivet kechovim b'makoylem. We won't. That the Hayyim is very unclear over here. Look here, we're talking about yesterday's meat. Yisa Brochebs speaks about it. But look here, we're talking about yesterday's meat. Milikach bosa minayve kachove v'makoylem hoil v'roiv tafche Yisro mitzamazoy ta'asa all the stores to samazoy from all the butchers makoylem maishlus are butchers. So we'll ask all the butchers because I know he sold to one butcher store trade for meat. So the Gemara says, Rebbe letaimei. Rebbe is going letaimei. The Omar, Makoylim, Vitavcha Yisrael. You have Goyish butcher stores, Vitavcha Yisrael, but the suppliers are Yiddish Shochtim, Bosaranim Tzibiyadoi Vitkechovin Mutter. So if you have meat by a guy bought it from the stores, I don't have to declare anything. I don't, without any reyes, I have no right to declare that maybe this guy bought treifa meat. Let us see what Rashi says. Makoylim betavcha Yisrael. Chloima. Makoylim ha'imdim b'yir. The butcher stores that are in the city. Vitavcha Yisrael misaskim. Emlecher Rashi means the Yiddish Shochtim supply for them. Bosar hanimtza biyadoivet kechovim. Now a guy buys the meat. Shom shalokroi minatabochim listakeboi. Now a guy went and purchased the meat. He's talking about the who vade le shochte. The guy zicher didn't shechte. The shlachtel he's a wayidin over there. Mutter, the basa roiv tabachim aslina. Roiv of the tabachim, roiv of the shochtem ayidin. Well, the treifa lekel ameichish. I don't have to be chayish for a treifa. The misa the ike treifa. The havim is abn lo kedei le moicha ba makoylen. If there would have been a treif, he'd never sell it to a guy to sell in the butcher stores. So memele, so that's That's what Rabbi said. I mean, good. He said Eidus, that one of the, they sold it to one of the stores. Fine. So, and that what is Eidus is Eidus. I can't, I can't ignore this Eidus. But to Claire, maybe this Tabach sold Treifa meat to other stores, Samazoi, without any reyes whatsoever, I don't clear such a thing. That's the first lotion of Rebbe. Ike da Amri, Oma Rebbe bnei shoyte ze de ichaven letzure lechavrei, ono neser kol amekailim. The second lotion of Rebbe was differently. That means, if I would believe him, that Lemaise, he sold treife to one goy to sell, so then I have to be afraid. So I have a source of meat being distributed to the stores, and this person is giving out treifes. So then I would not, even though I know he gave it to one store, I would have to think maybe gave it to many stores. But Rebbe said, I don't have to bechlal take seriously what he said. The reason he said it, he wants to be mitzah yene. Yene came over to be mitzah him. See, you said I didn't have the meat. I had the meat. I had a good piece of meat. So he wants to shtech him back. So he tells him, whole baba mai said that I sold the treif of meat to, there was a treif and I sold the tagoy, but you don't have to believe what he said. But according to the second lashon of Rebbe, if we would take believe him, then we would take also all the meats from all the stores. Just one second. The chaven letzure lechavrei v'shekedibe. So the whole thing is a lie. Ono neser hayoim es hamakoylim shebeir, because he said he wants to be mitzayrim, we should ask all the butcher stores. So therefore, v'likach min ha'ovet kechovim hafayoim otorim. So you can buy from the goyim, hoyel v'loy achizu. Hoyel v'loy achizu. Since there was no achoze, so memela, so I don't have to assume that any treifa was sold. What he said is worthless, because I assume he said this the tzurei kamechav. So the Gemara is medai from the second lotion. The only reason, according to the second lotion, you can buy from the stores is because litzuri lechavre. But if I would take believe him that he sold treifa meat to one store, then we have to be chayish that all the stores also receive treifa meat. You wouldn't be allowed to buy from any of these stores. Like the Gemara Vasanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi said, Makoilin, the Tafche Yisrael Bosar Anim Tzabi Adoivit Kechovim Mutter. He says, we have a member of Rabbi. Rabbi says that if you have goyish stores and the suppliers are eaten, and I see a goy has meat, is mutter. So you don't have to clear? Here there's no letzuri. So you don't have to clear? So the Gemara says, Shani hochedi is chazek isura. This case is different. That means Rebbe said you don't have to clear. If you have goyish stores and Yiddish suppliers, you don't have to clear 100%, because mehechitaisi, should I assume that there were any treifas? I am saimer, if there were any treifas, there would be achoze. So there's nothing but tamazay to make shoshes and amachuyim. But here, if I would believe this tabach, so then I know clear that there was a distribution of treifa meat to one of the stores. This chazik isurim, So then the din is that what? That you have to clear in all the stores. What does Rashi say? Tichav litzuri lechavrei v'sheker dibers. I say, some say he's saying shkolem. But if it wouldn't be niskam litziyurei, on the neser ayyem es amakelem shebiir. Belikach bosme v'krom nafayyem utorim oyer v'lo yechizu. Makshin in time, and on the neser ayyem es amakelem shebiir, belikach bosme nevekachom, that means since it's litzurei, so mele you can buy meat. Kshine taime the litzurei ha'emes dvorav nesorim. All the stores are also basanye. Given the becheskes hetarein mishimchad amishimchad oivet kachovim mimitzuri kulo. If there are becheskes hetar, so even though I know that one guy got treifa meat, but how do all the stores become osa? The Mor says, here's this chazik yisura de treifa. I hear there was a treifa. Vizeh loy nizar bo, there was a treifa, I believe him. There was a treifa that was geshochten, and this person who shechted it was not nizar, shem bocha loyvet kechom. That means, even though that aloch is, you're not allowed to sell a treifa to a goy, but he did sell it. So if I have such a supplier that can sell treifa meat to butcher stores, so I can think it did not only to this store, he sold it to other stores also. What does Taisva say? Anan neser es kol ha-makoylem. So Taisva says, Makoylam heim oisam oivdei kechobim. The butchers were goyim. Shaloikhin bosom in atabach. They bought, they had the stores. They purchased the meat from the shachtim. And to have a profit from it. That means they sold the meat. The kama, the enlono lesser melikach bosar ayoyim mishar mikoylam. You don't ask to buy from the other stores. The lochush into bichaych. That's the first loshen. Shekemoy shemocha loze treife lemoicha b'mekoylim afapi shaloyachi. So that's the chiddush of the first loshen. That means even though he has an amonis according to the first loshen, and I assume that he did sell a treife. I'm not afraid of that. What I know. More than that, I'm not mechuyev to imagine and to be chayish. Oy, maybe there's another chash. Kemoy, if I see that one yid could sell a treife to a goy, and so meile, I kemoy shem mochal ze ha tabach treife, we were relying, our whole heter achila was, we were relying on the honesty of the tabochim. Now I see one tabach sold treifa to a store, so it could be, we can't use the system anymore, so it could be other tabochim also sold treifas. Zayn lochush, you don't have to be afraid of that. Vishalu shah makoylem, hoyel v'roif tafche Yisrael, levad meyuhu eivikachom desavnim. Besides, this is the first loshen. The first loshen, that store that purchased the treifa from him, which I know that that's why he can't buy meat from that store. Rebbe letaimei, the omar makoylem v'tafche Yisrael, Vosa nims beadoivet kechovim muta lecheshinen shemo yovi oivet kechovim minevela shebebeise limke b'makoylem. That means that I'm also not chayish. That I don't have to be afraid that maybe the goy will bring a nevela from his house. אבי לא יודע מה קיים אותם, זה בוסר נמצא עליו כחוב המות, אבל איך השני שם היווה וכחוב נבלה שבבייסלים כבמקוילים, אוי אם מוכר איך מן התבורם טריך הלויבת כחובים, הבו ליקניס ממנו לאכילה, or I'm not חייש, maybe that one of the תבורם sold a treife to a goy who wanted to eat it for himself, like they limke במקוילים, unless a בשביל כך מקוילים דויבת כחובים, these are possibilities, but it don't have to be חייש. That means these are other possibilities that could be that there could be treife meat in the stores, the butcher brought, he had a treife in the house, or someone sold him a treife for himself to eat, he won't sell it in the store, and the mice he put in the store. You're not chayish for these things. The basar, roi basar azlinim, I go basar, roi basar, shekoinim it abochim yisod, fe'ilim chaba makailim shikshel. It means these are all possibilities, but it's not, I have a roiv, I mean roiv of the meat that these that are in the butcher stores are, the supplier is an elech yidin, so I don't have to clear, maybe there was another oifen, how treif and meat got into these stores, I don't have to be chayish, you say mechan roiv. Time di chavin letzurek. The second lotion is that Rebbe said we don't have to aser because he wants to be mitzayrim. Olav hochi osa. Vasayin. Perish tesharinen bosar hanimtza biyadoivit kechavim. Does linen bosar ube? We say mechan roiv leichashinen shemehevi nevela mi beis alimka bemakul. Hochi nami nezel basaru, but lenechesh l'shar makulim. Let's not clear for the shar makulim. Reiv of the suppliers are elachim. Mishani shani hosam dischazik isure. No, in this case, it was dischazik isure perish. Hurshak shiyesh isur b'makulim. I know there's an isur in the makulim. The minute I know there's an is in the makoilim, so my mail it's lav davke this store, I have to clear all the stores. So my mail that's the second lotion, but here I don't have to clear. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav, Boso kivin shenis alim in hayayin osa. Boso that was nis alim in hayayin. So let's see what Rashi says. Shenis alim min ha'ayim, anu din l'chayim, sho yesho achas shaloi ra'ohu. That means I had meat on the table, and I was away for an hour. I come back, and I see meat on the table. V'filo hoyu munech al shulchanoi, even though it was on the table, like I left meat on the table, I come back and there's meat on the table also. Shema nischalef b'nevela. Maybe there was meat here. I see meat now, but maybe this is a different meat. Maybe it was exchanged, and the kosher meat was taken, and the nevela was put there instead. That's what Rav said. Kivin shenischalef b'nevela. There's no guarantee that the meat wasn't changed. Is also meisve effecte gemore Rebbe oimer. Makoilim betafcha Yisroel. If you have goyish butchers and Yiddish suppliers, Yiddish shochtim, bosar hanimtza biyad oivet kechovim, muta. So now a goy has meat, it's muta. So that was bosar shnisalim in ha'ayim. The Gemara says, nimtza biyad oivet kechovim sham. Rashi, nimtza biyadoivet kechov mshani, shohoiso becheskas hamishtama. That means, let's just go to the end of the Rashi, then we'll come back to the beginning. Buhu loy shochto, he didn't shecht it, utreifo loy mochu loy, they wouldn't give him a treife lemoichokal, abo boso amunach shema irvim cholfu. So here the Gemara is telling us that the vial, that the Isser of Bososh Nis'alem in Ayim means as follows, that since it was without a Shmire, it was without a Shmire, no one was watching it, and the Irvim can take this meat and bring other meat, so you're not allowed to eat it. You have to, there's no guarantee that this did not occur, and this is something that one has to be afraid of. This is something one has to be afraid of. But if that the din of Rebbe is speaking about that a goy bought meat, I do not know that he left the meat on the table. It could be, but I don't know that. So memela, ignorance is bliss. If I don't have any gilui that lemaise it wasn't mishtama, so I have no right to say that it wasn't mishtama. So bosor hanimtso biyad oivet kachom, I see bosor now by a goy. I saw, als the cheshbon is, whether did he didn't shecht it and the suppliers are eaten, so I have to assume it's kosher meat. So it's nothing to do with what Rav said. Rav said that we know clearly there was a matzev that the meat was lying without any shmire, so memela, so then we have to clear for Irvim, that Irvim were machalif the meat. But Bosa Nimtzibed Oivikichom is Rashi says Becheskes Amishtama. I can assume that I have no right to assume that the guy left it and amokim that Irvim could be machalif it. Zogt de Gemara, Toshma, Teisha Chanoyis, Kula Moichreis Boso Shchute, Achas Moichreis Boso Nebeila. I have nine stores sold Boso Shchute, Achas Moichreis Boso Nebeila. V'lokach Ma'achas Mehem, and he went in one of the stores, Ve'eini yedei meizem mehem lokach. He doesn't know which store he went into. He went into one of the stores. Hisvei kayosa. So that's a suffix that was noiled b'mokim akvius. That means the suffix is, there are 10 stores in the city. One of them is a treifa store. And so it's kavua, the stores in the, taking all 10 stores as one unit, there's 10 stores that sell meat, and one of them sells treifa meat. So this ikva yisurin, the stores of the city. So memele, and it's a suffix, which store I went to. So that's a suffix that was noiled b'mokim akvies. Sveike osa. Ubenimtze haloich acher haloi. But what happens if I find the meat was parush? Not the suffix is which store did I go to. I find meat. So l'chol the gemara, I found meat in the street. And it comes from one of these 10 stores. So now, since the suffix is not noyle b'mokim the kvis, the suffix is not which store did I go to. The suffix is from which store did this come. So there's 9 kosher stores and 1 treifene store. So we go basarai. So the Gemara understood that Nimtza is speaking about, you found it in the street. You found it in the street. So there's a birur of roi that I say called that it came from one of the 9 kosher stores. But there's a new problem. Rav was mechadish that basar shenisala min ha'ayin. Rav was mechadish that basar shenisala min ha'ayin. The din is that what? That it's also, I have to be chayish, maybe, and oire was machlefit. So memeles, einoch enami, when it originally fell, a kosher meat fell, but since we're finding it now in the street, so it's bosos in his halam in ayin, so memeles, so how are you allowed to eat the meat? So
Moshe Zachinami benimtza biyad oivet kechob. Not nimtza on the street. It's nimtza biyad oivet kechob. What does Rashi say? Sveikayosa. If it's a Sofik, he doesn't know which store he went to. Sveikayosa. The Nafkalon mikroi bepeg bascha diyume. Pekamadik subis. Kol kevue kemechzal mechzadomi. Bezeh minakavua lokach. He took from the kviyis. So, b'mokim kviyusoi, here's it in a mechzal mechze. Avol nimtza. What if I find the meat? Deny it. It left the kviyis. Haloich acharoi, da hashtalav kavua. The topic is, what is this meat? And here there's no ikve yisurim. Motzabo. This goes a weiter, so. Let us see Tosfos. Omar Rav, Boso shenis alem in ha'ayin osa, afilu be'ir sheyesh bo roiv tafche Yisrael, v'chayshinon shema oirvim aysin nevela meruba da'alme. That means the oirvim have an access to different meat, so me'mela, maybe the oirvim were machlev. V'chofua, they were machlev the meat, the chumra ba'alma. The whole thing is a chumra ba'alma. And then the Bach says we stop here. Let us see the next Tosfos, which is a moira deke yisoides deke Tosfos. Sveikai osa, the chol kevue ke mechze al mechze dobi. That means, if I have a suffix, which store did I go to? And since in the stores, there's 10 stores, and one of the stores has treifa meat, so the din is, so the roiv loses its chshivis, and I say, kol kebur ke mechza mechzedem. Vrektoisvus amoyer dike kashe. Vohor de kaimelon, midaraise chad betrei botul. If there's such a concept, if there's kavua isa, so the isa shanikva has a cheshivis of machze, so if I have three pieces of meat, min b'minoi, three pieces of meat, so the din is minatoire, the isa is bottled. I have three pieces of steak, one is treife and two are kosher. So the din is, I say, bittel baroi, allowed to eat all three pieces. But if these three pieces, one of them is treife. So it's ikve yisure. Kol kevua kemechzal mechzedomi. So where's your roi? How does it become bot? That is Tosfos kashe, a moiridike kashe. Oh, the kaimelon midir reise chad betrei botu. Heinu heiche shem urip. It's mixed up. Ve'einoi niker ho iser. And the iser is not niker. It means they have three pieces of meat. I don't know which piece is the treifa piece. So I don't know which piece is the treifa piece. So Mamel, there's a din, bittel beroy. Avol hocha yodua ha'iser beduchtei. But here, by the stores, I know which store sells treifen meat. The Rishash is moichik devov, so now it flows very good. Avol hocha yodua ha'iser beduchtei chanus ha'meicheres boser nevei. So that means, so, I'd like to say over Pshat and Tosfos, the way Rav Shimon and Shari Yosef says Pshat and Tosfos, we're going to go soon, we never have a problem soon. But I'd just like to say over that this is, we're going to say the way Rav Shimon says Pshat and Tosfos. Fine. So what is Tosfos saying? So L'chayre, Tosfos is saying as follows. The concept of kol kevua kemechza al mechza dami was only said where the kevua is yodua ha'isa beduchtai. That means the isa is no. I know clear this isa over here. I know clear there's a store that sells treifa. So isa, that's yodua. There's a din kol kevua kemechza al mechza dami. An Isser that is not Yodua, there's nothing of Kol Kevu Kemechza Mechza Dami. That means the Mekoyer of Kol Kevu Kemechza Amechza V'ol Rabrei V'kom Olav, the Gemara learns out from a Posik that, you have, I think, Roiv Akum, when Yisrael, a person wants to, Zerik Heaven Legavi, wants to throw a stone. There's nine goyim and one yid, so if I'm allowed to throw a stone, then I'll assume it'll hit one of the nine goyim. So you say kol kavu kemechza mechza dami. We learn out over there that I have to assume that there's a 50-50 chance I'll kill a yid. That's what you don't go basaroy. So their pshat is because in these 10 people that are standing there, you. My then I say kol kevua kemechza mechza dami. That's the ritus loshen atayisves. I know the din bittul is ve'ein oynikar isa. But then you don't say kevua. Avol hocha yudu ha'isa beduchtei chanus ha'mecheres boson neveile. So then, if it's then that's the chivis of kevua is. If it's kavua and it's nikir b'mkayim, if it's not nikir b'mkayim, it doesn't have a shibus of kavua. Fine. Ubedavar choshev, adavar choshev afilu ma'ureb leibot. Va'omar kol kavua k'da'omar b'perik ha'taruvais, gabi taruvais b'alechayim d'chshivi v'leibot li. Porish v'nimshech v'nakriv chad minayu v'nimet kol de porish meru beporish mishani nimshech b'tmiya havalei kol kevua v'chol kevua kemechze o mechze adomi v'ikatan einim mishum kevua el mishum debalechaim leibotli k'maydovo shedarkoi limones. Now this is a very shveretai Swiss. I just like to first explain what the Gemara says, and then we have to try to figure out what Taisvis is saying. There's a Gemara in Zvochim that says as follows. You had, let's say, you had 1,000 behemoth kobonis. 1,000 kobonis. Then you had a Shera Nisko that got Nisareb in these 1,000 behemoths. Now, so you have 1,000 behemoths, and one share on this school. So the Gemara says, you can't be makrib any of them. They all die. You can't be makrib any of them. So the Gemara says, Akasha, let's say bitl b'loiv. Let's say bitl b'loiv. You have one share on this school. Let it become bottle b'loiv. Akasha. So the Gemara says, balechayim einem v'teil. Balechayim doesn't become bottle. Balchai is achshivis midrabonan, a balchai doesn't become bottle. Fine. Take the Gemara tzveite kasha. Fine? Okay. So there's no dim bittul b'loiv. So I have over here 1,001 behemis. One is a sheran isko, 1,000 akashre kobonis. So the Gemara says, let me go over, let me take out one, and I'll take a lot of the ones, I'll take out a one behemis, and I'll say, what is this behemis? Forget about bittul b'loiv. Is this behemoth the Sher HaNisko, or is this behemoth a koshery kolbon? So I'll rave a koshery kolbonis. I'll say, kol de porish, merube porish. That's the Gemara's kashas. Let me take out one. Now be makrevet. Why do all the behemoths have to get killed? Zog the Gemara, take out one. It's kavua. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza dom. This is the Gemara in Zvach. Now, Taisvis had a problem with this Gemara. Nobody Taisvis had a problem with this Gemara. If you say
that the gather of kavua is because it's einay niker. So what's the tell? It's called kavua kemetzamechzedom, but it's not niker b'mkaymai. I don't know which one is the share on this school. It must have bit. You can't say bit. But let's say called the parish. So Mother says no, it's kavua. They say the problem. If you say the yisod of kavua is dafke by niker, here it's einay niker. That was the problem Taisus said. So let's see what Taisus wanted to do to solve this problem. Now, but let's learn the Taisus. Yeah. So Taisus said, Heinecher Shemurim Eininikar Issa. Avarocha Yidu Issa Beduchta. But Eininikar Issa, then you don't say Kabur. That's why there's a debate. Ubedovar Choshev, Afilu Ma'urev Loi Bottle. Adovar Choshev does not become bottle. Kde Omer beperik ataruvis gabei taruvis palachayim. The Gemara is takasha. Let's say bittel beloi. Tachshivi beloi botli. It's chosh, but doesn't become botli. The parich. The Gemara then is takasha. V'nimshoich. Let's take out one. V'nakriv chad minay. V'neim kol the parish meruba parish. O mishani nimshoich bitmiye. Havalei kavua. So now Tosfos had a big problem over here. What's that called? Kavua kemechza mechza domi. L'chayre, it's not nikar. So what's the terrors? So Tosfos says, V'ikar atam, einay mishim kavua. You have to take the most, the grain of salt. You can't say it's kavua, because it's not nikar b'mkaymoy. Elo mishim debalechayim lebotli. A Baal Chaim doesn't become bottle. K'moy dovu shedarki limonais. So, now we're hanging in the luftin. So what? So what's the terrace? It's not kavua. Now Baal Chai doesn't become bottle. So, but I'm not up to bittle now. I finished with bittle. The Ma said, let's say called the Polish. Let's be Moshe. Let's say called the Polish. Ma says, no. Balchaim is leibotol. The time is not else kabur. So Taisus is a pella. Taisus is very difficult to understand. Before we say pshat in Taisus, I'd like to say over two things. One thing I'd like to say over is a Ran. The Ran says different than Taisus. The Ran says amur dikibol. The Ran says on Taisus kashe, why is there a din bittel? Let's say kol kabur kemechza mechza domi. So Taisvah says, the din bittul makes it, there's no issa. That means, Taisvah is asking Akasha, but you should say kol kevut, it's ikve isure. So Taisvah says that no, the din bittul takes away the issa. The issa becomes hetter. That means, where do you start? But Taisvah says, if there's a din bittul, there's no din ikve isure. That's what the Ran says, I'm sorry. So Memele, the din bittul makes it's not called ikve isure. So what's pshat yene gemara? Yene gemara is meiridik. The gemara said, let it become bottle. So the gemara said, balachaim lay bottle. Oh, the minute it's lay bottle, so now is the din kol kevu kemechza mechzedomi. The Ran learned pshat that the whole reason by einay niker there's no din kevu is because of the din bittle. Because the din bittle prevents that it should be called ikvei surah, because there's no isra here. The minute I lose the din bittul, your face was called kavu kemechza mechza domi. The Ran understood the gemara and zvachim moiridik. So lemaise the teretz. So the real teretz is why can I be moishich? I'll call kavu kemechza mechza domi. The minute there's no bittul, it's ikvei surah. Taisvus does not say this. Taisvus, the reason isn't Alts Kavua. The reason is Alts, Balechaim Lebotli. So, what kind of reason is this? So, Rab Shimon wants to say that Taisvus understood Pshat and the Gemara, that just like Balechaim have a Cheshivis, that it can't become Botul, so Balechaim have a Cheshivis Ki'ilu with Snicker. That means the chshivis of balachayim is much in that dover. So gives it midarabonon, a din kilo with snicker. So Taisus, the reason isn't because of Kavua, there's no din Kavua, because it's Aina Nika. The reason is, since it's a Baal Chai, so the Rabbonon said that the Mitoch, just like a Baal Chai is a Chshivis and it can't become bottle, so a Baal Chai is a Chshivis ke'ilu hu Nika, and that's why you say, Kol Kavua ke'metzah metzah.